Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Well, we have been talking about some of the emotional development techniques in the teenagers. Like in the previous episode, we went through anger management tips. Now, how can parents support their children's emotional development and help them navigate through difficult emotions like you helped us regarding the anger? Now, how do parents help their children to, confront fear or sadness?
Yes, thank you very much. It's very important that we develop in our children that it is important to manage our feelings, and all our feelings should be channelized towards our relationship with ourselves and our Lord Allah Almighty. Everything that we love, everything we hate, everything we feel for, it should be in this context. So we need only to fear Allah Almighty, and
right,
that too His punishments. And Him becoming angry with us, meaning that He is not pleased with what we're doing. So basically, if we want to develop a godly attitude and behavior, we need to inculcate the spirit of ta'abbud and the feeling of love for Allah Almighty, and the fear of His punishment, and hatred for everything else which takes us towards the other path. And if that is developed, then certainly a child will not feel fear or anxiety or other similar things in situations where he should not be doing so.
Right.
So we need to also teach ourselves and our children the techniques to manage our feelings in the context in which we're living or we're dealing with others. And we need to find them, to make them take up these challenges in a very logical manner. So there are different things which we need to focus on and help them with. For example, when somebody is feeling anxious or fearful of something, we should try to make him understand the reason behind it. Why is that taking place? He should be able to, or she should be able to identify what the situation is. Describing the situation properly is also very important. What sort of feelings are coming up and being developed in one's inside, in one's mind, those need to be identified. Sometimes one is not able to identify the problem which is there. So you need to be able to identify the problem. What sort of feelings are we having? And then we should be able to practice attention and mindfulness towards that problem, and to focus on what we need to do, what has to be done in that situation. For example, we're sitting for an examination, or we're taking up a project, something which we have to focus on. So to dispel the fears we have and the anxiety which we're feeling, we need to focus on the project that we're dealing with.
Right.
And we should pay attention to that.
Exactly. Professor, we'll be discussing more with you after a short break. Tell us, sir, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we have been discussing some of the emotional development techniques. We have discussed so far the anger management tips, and now Professor Salman Naqvi is helping us to manage fear.
So, as we said, that we need to firstly identify the sort of feelings which we are having. Secondly, we need to focus on the project at hand, at the task, towards the task that we're supposed to do
right
that time, and dispel our fears and gain that confidence and attention to carry that out without any fear and anxiety. Then, if there's any negative thoughts, if there are any negative thoughts coming to us,
all right,
trying to maybe make us divert from the task at hand, we need to repel them. We need to push them out of our minds.
Okay.
So we need to make our children realize that when we're in a situation where we are facing a fear or anxiety regarding a situation, we need to make them understand what the problem is. Secondly, we need to make them focus on what they're supposed to do. Thirdly, we need to make them and discuss with them what negative feelings are coming in, what challenges are there,
facing
the negative thoughts which are making him stop or her stop doing what is she supposed to do,
right,
and to repel them. So we need to make them focus on the activity they're supposed to do, and if they're not able to do that, let them, make them take a break.
Okay.
Give them ask them to take a break. Take a deep breath, for example, change your position, come back again, forget what they're doing, come back again with a new resolve.
Okay.
And more energy. And they should be able to seek our help. They should be able to confront their issues. And when they feel that they have a difficult situation which they cannot manage on their own, they need to feel free to seek support from us,
right,
and have that confidence in us that we can help them in resolving that situation.
Exactly. So you need to develop that confidence within your child, that your child comes to you and discusses his problem, discusses his fears, so that you can help them overcome those fears. Well, we'll discuss more with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, and Professor is helping us with some of the techniques for emotional development in the children. We have been through anger management tips. We have been through some of the techniques to overcome fear in children. And now Professor is discussing more about fear. And meantime, Professor Salman Naqvi, I would want you to discuss how to overcome sadness if our teens, if our children, especially their old sons, are upset or sad with something, how to overcome this emotion?
So we need to understand why, number one, there's this feeling of sadness. What are the symptoms? What are the things which one is feeling? Where is it coming from? What is the reason for the sadness? Sometimes there's something.
Go to the roots.
What are the roots? Sometimes there is some sort of depression or anxiety deep down in one's mind, in one's soul. He feels depressed. He feels anxious, and so he becomes sad. So we need to identify the root cause of that situation,
sadness.
That condition of sadness. And we need to make him discuss with us or with anyone to what is the problem, and then to find a solution to that problem and to remove that problem and to make him realize the fact that if he can himself try to remove the cause himself, if it is down inside him, and if there's a cause from outside,
yeah,
there's an external cause.
External factor.
Which
that's
is
making
a factor which is not in his control.
Okay.
So many times there are things which are not in one's control. There are things happening around us. We lose someone, we lose something. We lose, for example, something we value.
Yeah.
So there's an external cause.
Yeah.
So you can't control those external causes. We should make our children realize that we have our own thoughts and feelings which we can manage. We can't manage something which is out of our control. This is how the world works. The way the world works is that, yes, we have a limited control over ourselves, over our activities. And there are many things which influence us from outside. So you can't manage them. They are natural causes. They are man-made causes which you can't control. So if there's such a situation, then one should be able to be patient,
okay,
and to face that difficult situation with patience,
yeah,
and to remind ourselves of those great personalities who faced a great deal of
troubles
and calamities and so many other things for the sake of Allah Almighty.
Right. And there's this one thing that I think needs to be make them understood, that is that sometimes when teens face with the challenges or struggles, they feel like it's just them, or it's just their life is not normal. While as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Balad, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Indeed, we have created humankind in constant struggle. And if we have such Quranic teachings in the families, it would become easier for teens to understand. It's okay, like it's a part of life. They would accept it as a part of life. Well, thank you so much, Professor Nakave, for being with us and helping us with that information. Thank you, dear listeners. And if you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI Call of Islam and you'll find an archive of our programs over there. You can also listen to our small clips on the social media platforms by typing Call of Islam. Thanks so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Do you know? Islam says, it says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves. leaves no stone unturned, perfect with no flaws at all.